Hello, hello. Welcome to The Short Answer. I am Dr. Sue Morter, founder of Morter Institute for Bioenergetics and Healing. And we are here at the center this time. Sometimes we're at different locations, sometimes at my home. We're here with an amazing crowd of people that are near and dear to this coursework. And so it's likely to be a rowdy evening at the masterclass tonight, I sense. And that will be following us shortly after the short answer. So welcome for those of you that are viewing us for the first time. It is something that we get together every month and do. And it is my great pleasure to bring to you ideas, concepts, traditional information from ancient wisdom, as well as information from modern technology and new thought, all combined in one conversation. What we do after the short answer is the masterclass, which is an hour-long process where we ask a bunch of questions and we put them all on a board in picture form, and then I answer all the questions at once. And the reason for that is that I want us to understand that there's really only one thing happening in the course of your life. Only, ever, one thing. It's one story that is unfolding. And that story has a theme. And that theme is that you are to awaken to your magnificence in this life. And so what we do is we end up walking through life, living in a manner that... there are more people trying to get in here, and the whole crowd is going, go to the other door. And it's not distracting at all. What is going on here? So what I'm doing is in the masterclass, kind of just trying to demonstrate and illustrate that really we don't have as many questions as we think we have. And I want us to come to that knowingness on an experiential level. So there's kind of multiple things happening in that class all at the same time. So if you are a gold member, of course, you'll click into that and join us. And if you are a silver member, then there's something located on the page, the on your computer, that you can click on and hook in with us at 8 o'clock. So we'll be finished in time for you to get that orchestrated, and then we'll dig in, all right? And a couple of announcements I wanted to make. There are several things happening. If you follow our calendar at all, it's kind of smoking all the time because we are packing, traveling, teaching, or traveling and unpacking, and then repacking and traveling and teaching pretty much all the time. And it has kind of unfolded as a life purpose unfolds. It's been an amazing journey and something that I so enjoy. Welcome. Glad you made it in the other door. Welcome, my dear. Nice to see you. It's been a while. Yeah. So what we get to do then is I'm going to share with you a few of the things that we're doing. What I know is that tomorrow I start a certification program, and it's 4 days of the final of a year-long study program where people are learning how to facilitate the conversations that we have in the Energy Codes coursework, and something that I'm dearly thrilled to be doing. And then shortly after that, I leave for Los Angeles and am doing a focused care treatment session in between the two, and then head for Los Angeles for about 3 weeks where we have 4 or 5 different programs that we're putting on in the Redondo Beach area, as well as near the airport, a level one and an introductory manifesting course. So if any of you are in that area and or know people in that area that you'd like to hook into this conversation, please feel free to contact us and let us know that, and we'll save a seat, okay? So many, many things happening. Right after that, I land back in Indianapolis, and then we head to Egypt. We're taking a group of about 50-some people to Egypt at this time and are very much looking forward to this trip and an amazing lifetime journey, something that I've known I was going to do since I was a little kid. I just have to share with you a moment. When I was very young, my father had a patient who built him a pyramid. And it was about 2.5, maybe 3 feet at the foot in proportion. And And I saw this pyramid and I like fell in love with it. And I took two dining room chairs and had them face each other, and I put this pyramid on top of it, and I climbed underneath this pyramid and kind of lived my whole childhood under it. I played with my dolls under this thing. I did my homework under this thing. I talked on the phone. I watched TV under the... It kind of explains a lot, doesn't it? So I have always known that there was a deep resonance there. So at this time is really the first time that I've felt, a couple of years ago, I felt it's time to go. So we're taking a trip, a group there. For those of you that might not be aware, we do Journey Awake excursions where we take people to sacred sites around the planet for the purpose of not only learning about meditation and breath work, not only for purposes of relaxation and coming into a greater consciousness in the course of our lives, but also much more deeply to raise the vibrational frequency of the physical body, not just for healing, but for ultimate activation of the central nervous system in the way that it is truly designed to be being used, which is that of carrying out the circuitry for you to operate as a true creator on this planet. And so we go to sacred sites to put ourselves in the energetics of that while learning about the ancient wisdom there and the cultures that established temples, etc., in these sites. So in November of this year, we'll be going to northern India. For those of you that have had an India interest, it might be time for you to say yes to that. We took a trip to southern India last year and had a fantastic excursion with top-of-the-line guides and buses, and the hotels that we stayed in were much nicer than what I used to stay in when I would go to India years ago, sleeping on the floor in ashrams, not exactly my idea of a 4-star experience. However, it was life transformative, and I get to share those experiences with people during the coursework and on these journeys. So northern India is a wonderful and beautiful itinerary. I'm looking forward to that. It's in November if you're interested in that. It's about mid-November, and we'll be back in time for Thanksgiving and into the holidays again. Speaking of the holy days, I hope that you have all been through a holy experience through November, December, and January, and here we are in February. We have had an immense opportunity in the recent months to truly cultivate a deep presence within ourselves. That's what this holy time of the year is about. And here we are sitting at the culmination of perhaps those of you that have been tuning in are landing at the realization of I kind of do feel a little different. I feel renewed. I feel perhaps like there was some work that was done during this time. I've certainly had a lot of feedback from people and enjoyed conversation about the experiences that people had, not just with their families in the traditional holiday experiences in that way, but on a deep personal, internal, energetic level. I've just been through some focused care programs with people working very intensely and having lovely experiences with being able to cultivate and build circuitry to sustain this new you. And so if you're interested at all in some focused care treatment, it's something I try to do once every 6 weeks or so here at the center in Indianapolis. And it's 3 days where I work with each of you individually multiple times, and we dig in deeply to what's happening and unfolding in your life. So many things that I could just go on and on about. There are many other things happening after I return from Egypt. Something that I would like to mention that doesn't get a lot of mention is a yoga teacher training that I'm doing, which is modulated and online. So I'm teaming up with a yoga teacher trainer here in Indianapolis that's a part of the Energy Codes coursework, and we are putting 9 modules together that you will be learning from her and learning from me some of the specific and special perspectives and perceptions of yoga training that have to do with embodiment, that have to do with bringing your consciousness inside the body, which is so much a part of the Energy Codes coursework. But to really land in the core of your being creates a different yoga practice. Now, I don't know how you are doing in pursuing physical activity with conscious breath work associated with it in your life, but I really want to invite you to do that. Because if I wasn't even going to have the short answer that I'm about to roll into this evening, and I was going to leave you with no other message than this one, I would pick this one, what I'm about to say. So listen up, okay? So what I would say is that one of the most important things that you can do to raise the vibrational frequency of your body, which will in turn generate healing and empowerment and allow you to cultivate the courage to be the real you, give yourself permission to play and to be free in this life. The things that allow us to truly experience what we came here to experience have to do with raising your vibrational frequency in the body. It is done so by the way that you think, of course, the way that you breathe, not just what you breathe, but where you breathe in your body and how you breathe through your body. It is obviously facilitated by the foods that you eat as well, and it is also enhanced by the amount of rest and the kind of rest that you get, what happens for you during meditation or contemplation, what you do with that moment. Has everything to do with how much you can raise your vibrational frequency in any given effort. And last but not least, also the kind of exercise that you do, the way that you exercise, what exercise means to you, and how you are implementing all of that collectively at the same time. Meaning, if you are exercising, moving your body, and breathing consciously through your body with your conscious concentration on the inside of your body at the same time, you will build some circuitry from an electromagnetic energy standpoint and also from a nervous system's standpoint collectively, simultaneously. And what gets to happen there is your chemistry changes, you quicken at the core of your being, and transformation happens there. You start to pierce veils in your own limited personality, in your own consciousness that you might not even know that you have. Blinders will come away, and you will see yourself from a broader perspective and understand more of the truth of who you are. So it's kind of important. What happens with yoga is that it happens to automatically bring you into those movements and puts your body in to positions that are actually based on sacred geometry. And the sacred geometry happens to, on a physical plane, allow your body to move healing energy through it more easily, more readily, more rapidly, and more poignantly. And so when all of that's happening together, it's a pretty groovy thing. So I have healed a scoliosis in my own system, even growing up with the bioenergetic work that I grew up with. The curvatures unwound themselves in my body because of yoga, because of the principles that I'm teaching in the energy codes, etc. I've had so many people report so many wonderful healing integrations from all of the things that they've read and all of the things that they've studied simply by taking themselves to a yoga mat on a regular basis and allowing the body to do its thing. Now, the body is built to heal, self-healing, self-regulating, and is also supposed to be self-illuminating, meaning we are generative of our own energetic experience here. We are generative of our own awareness. We are designed to make it so because we're made of creatorship. And so what I'd like to kind of move into, now that I'm telling you about this yoga teacher training and getting that kind of complete, I just want to say that training starts in March. It's going to start at the end of March. The modules are going to begin. So if you're interested in learning more about it, the costs and how it's all going to go, et cetera, just contact us at info@drsuemorter.com and we'll get some information to you right away about it. So I'm really, really passionate about that because I know that if people are educated in the energy codes conversation, the coursework and the breath work that I teach, and they're educated in how to move the body so that their breath work can actually move this healing energy through it, they will become the consciously self-healing individual that they're meant to be. And that's why I'm on the planet, is to facilitate this. So have that. All right? So we'll see you in some kind of coursework at some point in time, I'm sure, so that we can facilitate that in you. All right, so it's time for the short answer, and now it has to even be shorter because I've talked for so long, but that's okay, because it's something that can be summed up pretty succinctly. Now, it's February, and our culture goes into a particular topic in February that is, I don't know why we wait until February to talk about this, but for whatever reason, it's important in February. Do you know what it is?
Love.
Okay, so it's a full-time topic. It's a 365 day a year topic. It's a lifetime topic. I don't know why February, one day in February, gets to carry the trophy for love, but I'm happy we have one day that does. Okay, so it's coming up, and I'd love for us to get the most out of that, just like I am so inspired about people getting the most out of the holidays, out of the holy days. There is something underneath the scenes and behind the scenes and in the Valentine's Day culture that or season that we could also be benefiting from. You know, what I know about love is that it is everything. There is nothing that would exist here on this planet if we didn't come through the vibrational frequency of love to get here. Now, what does that mean? As those of you that are students in the energy codes know, that the unified field of consciousness is immense. It's everything. And physical matter, physical bodies, are just compressed energy. So if we start compressing that energy field, that unified field, when we begin compressing it, what begins to happen is a vibration starts to be generated. The moment we start compressing it, it starts to vibrate. Well, that first vibrational frequency is the vibrational tonality that we call love. So when you are in a state of love, you are as close to the unified field as you can possibly be and still be in a body. So let's say this, love is the universal solvent. There is nothing that it cannot dissolve. If you are willing to love into any situation, and this is actually a pretty big invitation, if you're willing to love into every situation, you will set yourself free. It is a guaranteed pathway to self-illumination. If you are willing to do it 100%, no exceptions, that there is nothing that you don't end up loving sooner rather than later, particularly when it's challenging, if you can remember that when something surges in your body or something cranks down in your mind and you're contemplating withholding love or you're contemplating the absence of love or you're pretty darn sure that it's not here, in any varying degree, if you are willing to commit today, for instance, not saying that you have to, but I'm going to invite you to by the time we're done, and it's coming pretty quickly, so just get ready to commit to loving into something every day between now and Valentine's Day that you have not loved into before, to bring it up, to think about it, to find something to love in the face of it, to find something that you can love because of it that you might not have known that you were capable of loving had this situation not occurred in your life or if had this circumstance not presented itself. If you're willing to do that, I promise you that by Valentine's Day, what's today?
The third?
Okay, so we got some time to work with, yeah? We got some practice time, okay? So you have some practice time to work with this. Every day, I'm going to love in physics, and I'm going to teach you how to do this. I'm going to remind you how to do this, that every day you mentally, emotionally, energetically, and physically move into a state of love about it. Particularly, I would encourage you to pick some biggies. Because the bigger it is and the more seemingly impossible that sounds to do, the more benefit you will have in the next 11 days, is it? Yeah, 11 days. It's higher math, you know, I need a calculator. So the bigger the better. You know, what are you willing to take on? Well, how much would you like to have that business thing you're thinking about unfold? How much would you like that relationship thing to kind of melt into something more deeply felt or more fluid in some way? How much would you like that ongoing question that you walk with feeling like there's something more for me? I feel like I'm just on the brink of something. I feel like I'm just about to move through a threshold. I'm on the top of the hill, almost. I'm almost to the top of the hill. How many of you feel like there's something birthing in you? There's something just about to manifest, you know? And I'm looking into the camera and wondering how many hands are going up. Of you guys, how many of you feel like, whoa, you know, there's something really juicy going on here, and it's about to unfold? Well, let me share this with you. The reason it feels like it's about to unfold, instead of feeling like it's unfolded, okay, is because we have the circuitry in place for the almost perfect world. We have the circuitry in place for I'm doing better, but I can't, I'm not perfect. I'm just human, right? Now, what I'm interested in sharing with everyone through the Energy Codes coursework is that we're made for more than that. We're made as creators, and we've been using our neurocircuitry in a manner that doesn't allow us to operate as creatorship. We perceive ourselves as waiting and hoping and behaving in a manner that hopefully will allow it to unfold for me if I do all these things in the right order for a long enough and consistent enough time frame. So the very fact that we're operating on that kind of neurocircuitry keeps us on this side of the threshold. Do you follow what I'm saying? And so we have to start playing like it's already happened. And the way that we can play like it's already happened is we have to perceive it mentally. And then we have to experience what the emotional set would be, the emotional energetic pattern would be if it was happening already. And then we have to go deeper, because those recommendations have been upon us for quite some time now, a decade or two, that have been like readily not exactly the mass consciousness, but common in our corner of the world. And so there's a deeper version of life awaiting us, and it is, we got to drop in. We have to drop in more deeply. So we have to go into the body and sense and feel energetically, how would the energy be moving differently in me if it was already happening, if I was already in the victory? And I want to share this with you. Your body doesn't know the difference between what we're talking about right now and experiencing the experience of love. It's the same vibrational radio station. Victory and love. The aha, the victory, the sitting back, the celebration, the fulfillment, the satiation, the gratification. If you put all those together, you would work your way right into the vibrational location, the radio station of love itself. So, a couple of things. If I can allow myself to be loving into things that I haven't been loving into before, my physiology is going to take on a vibrational frequency of victory. And when I'm walking around in the vibrational frequency of victory, things begin to unfold in my life. I begin to set myself free. I no longer am containing the love that I am made of. I'm allowing it to express. We have to learn to allow love to express more times a day, for more minutes a day, more days in a row, in order to establish upon this neurocircuitry that we're already operating on, a new bandwidth, a new possibility to expand it into the quantum world. We have to go ahead and step through the threshold itself. So finding things to love into that you have not been loving into between now and the time that the entire Western culture is going to be all up in the love thing. Okay, one way or another. We're either going to be sharing it and expressing it, or we're going to be contemplating it, or we're going to be sad because we're not receiving it or experiencing it. And let's take now as a moment to decide that we're going to be generative of love on this day, leading up to this day, in a way that we've never been able to before. And here is what you're going to do. You're going to bring your energy into your core, into the body. All of your energy is going to come inward, ironically, and differently than what we would expect love to be requiring in its expression. It's not just about exuding it and pouring it out there. When you pull your energy into the core of your being, there is a responsive energy field that builds in a quantum sense around you in every direction exponentially. In fact, it goes beyond measure. In fact, it's impossible to measure how far it goes because it doesn't ever stop. It doesn't ever stop. So the truth of you is that when you come into the core of your body, come into your heart of hearts, squeeze your heart, squeeze Mula Bandha, which is the musculature at the tip of the spine, and breathe up and down your own central channel in your body, and then open your heart. But stay in the core of your body, stay anchored in the core of your system. What happens is a radiant energy field comes off of you that is unconditional, that is what will permeate the boundaries that you perceive to exist between you and another. And interestingly, it will permeate the boundaries that other people perceive to have around them that cause them to feel isolated, that cause them to feel disconnected, and cause them to feel like they're not worthy of or able to accept, perceive, and receive love, the love vibration itself. So this time, let's emit an unconditionality about love. Let's not just pick one beloved. Of course, pick your beloveds, but also translate that energy that you're feeling when you look into the eyes of the one that you love, or you dream of the loves that you have known, or you love the people, the humanity, the consciousness of humanity itself. In whatever ways you choose to express that, include with it this time some unconditional love, meaning truly, underneath the story writing capacity of the mental body, come into your own core and be present with yourself in a loving fashion. When you do, the love that emits off the surface of your skin takes on a vibrational frequency that can permeate everything, because it is the foundation of everything that we know here in this dimension, here on planet Earth as human beings. We have access to the greatest force known to humanity, and that is the conscious choice of unconditional love. So choose your weapons, pick them wisely, pick them potently, find a way to love into the things that you just haven't been able to for the next 11 days, and then as that is progressing, constantly bring your concentration of your energy into your core. Let it be felt for you, by you, and let it be generated from you for the whole of our planet, the wholeness of humanity. So may we take the global concept this Valentine's Day and be present with everything that this grace has brought to us and brought us to in this life together, all right? So I have to conclude now so that we can begin again in just a few moments. We'll be starting in the master class in a minute or so. All right, we'll see you there.